GM is suing San Francisco.
All right, here's kind of a fascinating story. General Motors is suing the city of San Francisco. The automaker reportedly trying to recover more than $100 million, it's actually $121 million, in back taxes over the course of 7 years. GM claims that its Cruise self-driving car unit was improperly used by the city to make the tax calculations. It argues that Cruise operates separately from GM, and GM only has a limited presence itself in San Francisco. Guys, here's the part of the story. GM says it was overcharged by $121 million in taxes, but claims it only sold $677,000 worth of goods.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like a lot from one city.
I'm shocked that San Francisco is overtaxing something.
I mean, clearly they're taxing them based on GM's overall business, right? I mean, they're saying
using Cruise as located here. That's GM.
Yeah.
And GM's like, no, that's Cruise, and we invested in them, and they didn't do anything, and now they don't.
And
even
they lost money, probably.
So essentially, General Motors is saying that the city of San Francisco, surprise, overtaxed them. Is suing for about $100 million and alleged that it was charged a higher tax bill than was warranted because of its Cruise self-driving car unit was improperly used to make calculations. Now, Cruise is a separate unit of GM. Anybody in their right mind, anybody that knows anything, any legislator, anybody that's a part of the business community knows that the Cruise division is separate from General Motors itself. It is a arm that is invested in from General Motors, but San Francisco is allegedly overcharged them by over $100 million in taxes, typical for liberal-leaning cities. In the case of California Superior Court in San Francisco, they're seeking $108 million in back taxes over the course of 7 years, as well as $13 million in penalties and interest, according to the complaint. And I agree with it, because if you owed it, they're going to continue to throw interest on top of it. The Detroit automaker said the San Francisco-based Cruise unit is operated separately from GM, generates only a minimal amount of sales and should not be used to calculate GM's liabilities in a city where the parent company has a limited presence. And GM said in a lawsuit it only sold about $677,000 worth of goods in San Francisco in 2022. So essentially, San Francisco, this is what happened. And this is what GM has alleged. They only sold $677,000 worth of units, Cruise units, in San Francisco. However, San Francisco was charging General Motors instead of charging Cruise. You get what I'm saying? If I start a business, if the Anton Daniels conglomerate start a new business over here in Miami, then you should be taxing that business, not the entire Anton Daniels umbrella, as though the actual umbrella is doing business over here in Miami, right? You have to tax the business separate. But they had their hands in a cookie jar, continuing to run up the bill. They don't have the money probably to pay it because they're operating at a deficit and everything is messed up in San Francisco and people are leaving. And so GM is basically like, yo, I want my money back with interest. Pimp, I want my money back with interest. So that's what's going on with GM in San Francisco. They're in a fight in court, as usual. In addition to that, Aaron Gordon, who is also a Denver Nugget, was basically attacked by a dog, ladies and gentlemen.
And some scary news from the Nuggets today, as Aaron Gordon will be out with no timetable to return after suffering from a dog bite on Christmas. Gordon reportedly received 21 stitches on his face and his shooting hand from the bites. Michael Malone has spoken with Gordon and told him to take his time coming back from what is a traumatic situation.
We need him to heal, you know, inside and out. You know, going through something like that is not something that is just easily, you know, you come back from easily. That's something where you have to heal, you know, from the physical, but you also have to heal from the mental and what you just kind of went through.
You know, and this is very true. This isn't like an injury that you get on the basketball court. Obviously, there's a lot we don't know about it. If it was his dog, someone else's, we don't know that. But a traumatic situation.
Oh, so scary.
Yeah.
Oh,
so we're just sending him his best.
Yeah, our
best.
So essentially, Aaron Gordon is out indefinitely after a dog bites his face and his hand. According to The Athletic, is saying that he's going to miss time after suffering his injuries from a dog bite on Christmas. I don't know who the dog was or how it was related to him, but he was required to have 21 stitches to the lacerations in his face and his right hand and his shooting hand following a dog bite. It says he's in good condition and he'll be away from the team for a while recovering. Me personally, I'm not a dog lover. That's not my thing. I've never been into dogs. I think that they're like children that can't talk. I do think that they're more loyal than a lot of people, and they're more loyal than a lot of people that you guys surround yourself with. But I am not a fan of dogs at all, not necessarily because of whether or not they're going to bite you or not. You got to know the nature of the animal that you're domesticating in the first place. But I just don't like the idea of having to take care of somebody or something that can't even talk. It's a huge expense. And even when I was coming up, I never, ever was ever interested, in talking to a woman that had a dog. I talked to one girl that had a dog, and she just had that. Oh, man. I know this is the morning show, so I can't say that, but it was other reasons. That calls for me to overlook it and see it through, if you know what I mean. Shout out to my fellas. It's more of a Wednesday night topic. But I'm not a fan of dogs personally, and so we're wishing Aaron Gordon the get-well treatment. Here's another thing, right? Massachusetts lottery winner won on a Lucky for Life game when they hit the first five numbers on her ticket and then matched those selected. It's a multi-state game, lottery game, right? The woman's name is, well, I mean, she already posted her name or whatever, but her name is Amanda Gofferman. Now, here's the thing. This is why this story is unique, and this is why it's relevant to the Millionaire Morning Show. It's not that they hit the lottery, because we know this all the time, but it says that during the December 15th drawing, she won the $25,000 per year for life in the multi-state Lucky for Life game when the first five numbers of her ticket matched. She bought her winning ticket for $2 at Lowell Street Market in Peabody, and she informed the Massachusetts Lottery that she had played the random numbers for approximately 2 years. So she had been playing this number for two years. And the name of the game is a $25,000 for life, okay? Here's the catch. When she won, you know, she chose to receive a one-time lump sum payment of $390,000 pre-tax. This is a relatively young girl. Now, they do not have her age inside of this thing, but they're saying that she had the option to take $390,000 pre-tax or $25,000 a year for life. I think that she's in her 20s. And so she opted to take $390,000 and then get it taxed. For a one-time lump sum payment. It said choosing to receive the $25,000 a year versus the one-time lump sum payment can be influenced by several things. A key component most winners have considered is their age. Meanwhile, some people want all of their money because tomorrow isn't promised. According to the Massachusetts Lottery, she intends to use the winnings for purchasing real estate and travel. A fool. Straight up a fool. That's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. The odds of winning the grand prize of $1,000 a day is 1 in 30 million. The odds of winning the second prize of $25,000 a year for life are 1 in 1.8 million. And she opted to go with the $390,000 instead of the 1 year. The $25,000 for life. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is, I want to say that's your fumblers for the week, but that is your quick hits.